Welcome to episode 496 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Bible has a lot to say about being an overcomer. The term overcomer is especially prominent in the book of Revelation, where Jesus encourages his people to remain steadfast through trials. Revelation 2 verse 26, "And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations." In Revelation 2 verses 18 to 29, Jesus sends his message to the church of Thyatira. Thyatira was a wealthy town on the Lycus River in a Roman province of Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. Note that the message written in Revelation to these believers was not John's. It was a message from the Lord. These words at the end of verse 18 verify the author. "The words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze." After identifying himself, Jesus affirms the church's positive actions. "I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first." Five qualities are listed in Revelation 2 verse 19. Love, faith, service, patient endurance, and greater works. Next, Jesus notes their sin. Verse 20. "Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols." Apparently, a false prophetess was leading believers into compromise. The church was engaging in sexual immorality and dabbling in idolatry. It is possible that Jezebel was her real name, but it is more likely the name was a metaphorical reference to the Jezebel of the Old Testament, another idolatrous woman who opposed God's ways. Rather than rebuke this false teacher and send her out of the church, the believers in Thyatira were allowing her to continue her deception. Jesus pronounces judgment on this false prophetess and calls the church of Thyatira to repent of their sin. "I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely. Unless they repent of her ways, I will strike her children dead." Then Jesus encourages those who had remained faithful. "Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come." The faithful believers did not fall into Satan's trap, and they only needed to remain faithful until Christ's return. Jesus lists his promises to the believers in Thyatira. "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star." These blessings would include authority over the nations, victory over all enemies, and the morning star. This morning star is Jesus himself, as Revelation 22 verse 16 reveals. Jesus will give himself to his church, and they will fellowship together forever. Even when there is the immoral and idolatrous influence of a Jezebel, Christians can overcome and keep Jesus' works until the end. We must not become overly discouraged at immorality and idolatry around us, even among Christians. God's work will still go on through his overcomers. In Revelation 3, Jesus addresses the church at Laodicea. They had become apathetic in their love for Christ. They were allowing the deceitfulness of wealth, the desires for other things to come in and choke the world, making it unfruitful. Christ called them to repent and live zealously for him, to choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Jesus issues the same call to those who say they follow him today. Then, in Revelation 3 verse 21, Jesus makes a promise to the believers in Laodicea. "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." The overcomer refers to any believer, and the promise is that he will share Christ's future kingdom. Revelation 21 verse 7 offers this assurance. "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." What does it mean to be an overcomer? 1 John 5 verses 4 to 5 responds, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Overcomers are followers of Christ who successfully resist the power and temptation of the world's system. An overcomer is not sinless, but holds fast to faith in Christ until the end. He does not turn away when times get difficult or become an apostate. Overcoming requires complete dependence upon God for direction, purpose, fulfillment, and strength to follow his plan for our lives. The Greek word most often translated overcomer stems from the word nike, which according to Strong's Concordance means to carry off the victory. The verb implies a battle. The Bible teaches Christians to recognize that the world is a battleground, not a playground. God does not leave us defenseless. Ephesians 6 verses 11 to 17 describes the armor of the Lord available to all believers. Scattered throughout this narrative is the admonition to stand firm. Sometimes all it takes to overcome temptation is to stand firm and refuse to be dragged into it. James 4 verse 7 says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." An overcomer is one who resists sin no matter what lures Satan uses. The Apostle Paul wrote eloquently of overcoming in Romans 8 verses 35 to 39. He summarizes the power believers have through the Holy Spirit to overcome any attacks of the enemy. Verse 37 says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Overcoming is often equated with enduring. Jesus encouraged those who followed him to endure to the end. A true disciple of Christ is one who endures through trials by the power of the Holy Spirit. An overcomer clings to Christ, no matter how high the cost of discipleship. Hebrews 3 verse 14 says, "We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end." In the book of Revelation, Jesus promised great reward to those who overcome. Overcomers are promised that they will eat from the tree of life, be unharmed by the second death, eat from hidden manna and be given a new name, have authority over the nations, be clothed in white garments, be made a permanent pillar in the house of God, and sit with Jesus on his throne. Jesus warned that holding fast to him would not be easy, but it would be well worth it. In Mark 13, verse 13, he says, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." We have the guarantee of Jesus that if we are his, we will be able to endure to the end, and his rewards will make it all worthwhile. Revelation 3, verse 5, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Father, thank you that Jesus overcame the world and that the power to overcome is available to us through the Holy Spirit. Give us the faith to overcome. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.